Afternoon, everybody. Today is December 3rd, 2013, and you are listening to Alexander Metters of GalacticConnection.com. And I have with me today Cobra, who is our regularly scheduled guest each month to review all of the things that are going on around the world in the month of November. So, Cobra, thank you for coming on to my show today. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. Now, there are so many things going on. I really kind of wanted to start it off with, you just released a blog posting about the new window of opportunity and the time of going back into our innocence. Did you want to elaborate a little bit about that and the period of time that we're in? I think it'd be great.
It's not actually the new window of opportunity. It's a completion of the window of opportunity that we have since October, and it's going to close on December 25th. And right at the end of this window of opportunity, we have a very interesting portal opening on December 21st. And the name of that portal is Return to Innocence. So the purpose of this activation will be for us to go deeper into our true nature, which is beyond all the programming of the cabal, into our true innocence. And if we get a critical mass of people doing that, we will actually start disintegrating the whole structure of the matrix in its core. So this is a very important activation. And we will having our main vortex in Glastonbury, England. It's a very special place and the perfect place to anchor such high vibrational energies. And I would like to invite everybody to participate or either in person in Glastonbury or in any other location you would like together, and to spread the news around as much as possible to make this viral.
Well, that sounds really exciting. So do you feel that this window of opportunity is particularly potent compared to the others that we've had coming, you know, throughout the year?
Actually, this is the only window of opportunity we have in this year.
Ah.
So it's actually the first real chance to make the breakthrough this year.
And I did read that the next one is around the time of Easter. Do you agree with that?
The next one is in spring next year, yes.
Okay, great. Well, I kind of wanted to start off with asking you about, there have been maybe three or four UFO videos that have been flying around the internet, and they are showing these unidentified objects coming into a very close proximity for us to really literally see the underbelly of the actual ship. And I know I sent one of them over to you. I was wondering what you thought about that, because they almost appear governmental.
It's a drone. It's a remotely operated levitating device.
Interesting. Okay. Because there was another one in Germany, I think. And they're some of them have been gigantic. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Okay.
I would need to see those videos to give you an elaboration about those. I haven't seen them yet, so I cannot comment on that.
So do you feel that one of the things they're doing is they're using this to kind of, you know, masquerade what they're doing with the drone technology?
You see, there is a lot of, I would say, fake UFO videos around. And very rarely you can see a good quality video or a picture of real UFO. Because if people would connect with those, they would get a real connection with our star brothers and sisters, and that's very powerful. So therefore, the Jesuits release a lot of fake videos through CIA plants around the planet, and they get pretty much circulated around. And it's the same with most of the disinfo that we read or hear or see anywhere. It's the same process.
Okay. Well, and I do know that there's been a lot of heat about the way that NASA has been messing with the images, you know, regarding the ISUN and that sort of thing. Who do you actually think is processing the images for NASA?
Okay, this is one part of the disinformation campaign. NASA did not tamper with the ISUN images. NASA did tamper with the images of many past space missions, but not this one.
Wow. So did you see the huge object that came out on November 28th on Thanksgiving Day? and it was captured, and some people are suggesting that it's wormwood.
This is exactly the type of disinformation I'm speaking about. ISON is just a comet. It's not a spaceship. It's not accompanied with spaceships. It's not what you read all kinds of things out there, but they're not true. And the purpose of this is to direct attention to false ideas. Because if people would really understand what's going on in this universe, they would have much greater chance to make a real contact with our space brothers and space sisters. So there is a lot of hype about ISON comet, but actually this comet disintegrated.
Oh, you actually believe that it did disintegrate?
Yes.
Whoa. Okay,
It's
and
not a
with.
belief. You see, I do not believe. I know.
Okay, and was this done with any outside help, or was it just a
No, it was
natural?
just a natural process because this comet came quite close to the sun. And of course, the temperature there is quite high, and it's a natural process for a comet that gets that close to the sun to disintegrate. So it was not known from the start whether the comet will survive this close encounter or not, and apparently it didn't. And it's nothing strange or supernatural, or there is no conspiracy behind that. It's a natural process which happens every day. There are comets, usually smaller, much smaller ones that get close to the sun every day.
How do you explain some of the people that are out in our, UFO and spiritual community who get some pretty accurate data and information that continue to ascribe to the fact that ISON is some sort of hollowed out asteroid or spaceship or something like that? Why are people getting that information?
I would need to see that accurate information because the information I read was completely inaccurate from it was not having it was not true. And basically there are two factors here, or even more. The first factor is the channels receive much disinformation from the Archons and the physical contacts, some of them just get misinformed, but the others are actually CIA agents. So, as I said, this is one classical example of disinformation campaign.
And that leads me to another thing I wanted to ask you. You had mentioned that about 70% of the postings and information that is accessible to bloggers is either disinformation or inaccurate. How does
Yes, that's
someone
true.
like, okay, how does someone like myself and all the others that really have good intentions, how do we decipher between that which is so-called real and not real?
You combine your intuition, I'm speaking about real intuition, your own contact with your own inner higher self, and your rational mind. And by rational mind, I mean the mental body, which is being trained by educating itself. So when you combine those two, you can get pretty sharp. You can, of course, not always discern 100%, but you can get much more accurate than any outer. Any external information source. And you will begin to see patterns, energy signatures. You will begin to see that this info comes in a certain way. It has a certain structure. And you will be able to get better and better with practice.
Okay. Well, and I agree with that. I think, when you use your intuition, you will usually get a pretty good feeling about the legitimacy of the posting. So, Cobra, tell us a little bit about these energies that are being so talked about in the month of December. There's been a lot of discussion about the Uranus, Pluto, Jupiter T-square. Can you talk to us a little bit about how that is possibly going to impact the political and financial systems around the world?
Okay, this ongoing Uranus-Pluto square is going to continue not just through this month, but through the next few months to a certain degree. And this will continue to put quite a strong pressure on the financial system. And the pressure will be on exposing the suppressed truth about it. So, those, I would say, the cabal who tries to hide what's going on behind the scenes in the financial system will be under constant pressure. There will be more and more revelations. There will be more and more awareness among the general population about the true nature of the financial system. And it will result in a tension, which is already felt for quite some time. And this tension will sooner or later result in the breakthrough,
Great news.
which culminates in the event.
Great. Now, do you feel that the majority of the governmental officials, such as our Congress, etc., do you feel that they are more aware, or are they still just part of the same old story, you know, the cabal, and they want to maintain their power and glory?
I would say most of the congressmen are bribed. The cabal gives them a certain amount of money each year just to comply with the agenda. And of course, they are aware to a certain degree of what's going on, but they comply to it because of their, I would say, financial safety.
And this is true. This is one of their key ways of strong-arming everybody, isn't it?
Yes.
Through their safety. So do you also believe that Obama will be impeached because of his lies and scandals? That's been going around a lot.
I would say that's a possibility. There are many groups and forces and interests that are trying to get this done, but I would not give any guarantee that this will happen before the event.
That kind of is in contrary to Obama being situated as the bridge between, you know, the old earth and the new earth. Do you still agree that at some point, at some juncture, he will kind of turn on to a lighter mission, so to speak?
I would say that Obama's situation is very delicate. I would not comment on what is he doing right now, but I would say that his actions in the past has led to the point where it will not be easy for him to play that role, because in the eyes of many people, he's not a very positive person. And for somebody to make this transition, for somebody to lead us through the transition, there needs to be a person without that is a little bit more neutral in the eyes of the people.
Now, how about, let's go back a little bit to August 22nd of this year. This was supposedly Independence Day, when the world was actually freed from all of the dark entities. And I shouldn't say all, but a great deal of them had been removed from the planet. Do you agree with that? And if not, where are we now as far as the removal?
August 22nd or August 25th?
I have August 22nd, but if it's the 25th, clarify.
Well, nothing happened on August 22nd that would be of great importance, but on August 25th, we had the opening of the peace portal, which has resulted in drastic improvement of the situation in Syria. Which regards to the dark forces being removed, that didn't happen yet, obviously, because we're not liberated yet.
So, but at this point, we are seeing a substantial decline in the number, the population of these sorts of entities on the planet.
Yes, that's true. It's an ongoing process of liberation, and there is a great progress being made.
And now, what is your feeling about, there has been a statement made by press, this came from RT, that Snowden has said that HARP will be reinstated because they have the funds to do so. You've also stated that the Galactics would not allow something like this possibly to go down. Where do you think we are sitting in that situation right now?
I don't think that he stated something like that. So I would need to check the source of this information. But I would say the physical aspect of HARP has been removed some time ago. The etheric aspect of HARP is quite strong and still operational at this moment.
And do you also feel that the collapse of Obamacare and the healthcare system, you know, involved in that, do you feel that that's possibly one of the key indicators for bringing the event forward?
I would say there are many groups or interests that try to misuse that issue for their agendas. And it might appear to be one of the key issues, but it's not. Because it's just, I would say, a very handy tool for certain groups to get what they want. And it's not actually the key element in the event itself.
Okay, because I mean, I actually, in some way, saw it as a positive, because it forced the masses to kind of take a little bit more of an active role in their own body's health.
You can look at it that way, but The original intention was not like that, and there are much better ways for people to be awakened into the reality of taking responsibility for their own health.
Yes, of course. I totally agree with you on that. Now, how about Kevin Annett? Tell me, what are you hearing as far as the kind of dent that he's making on the common law court in Brussels, defeating the cabal, affecting the Jesuits, and also the charges that have been brought forward to the Pope and Elizabeth Windsor?
Okay, I would say, I would put it this way. There is a certain light force on the surface of this planet that has a certain plan, or I would say a certain plan to bring down the Jesuits. And there are many people who are knowingly or unknowingly part of that plan. And he belongs to that endeavor, I would say.
Excellent. And it seems like he's very protected because he hasn't disappeared yet.
He is quite protected. He was not absolutely protected, but his protection has been improved in the
Excellent.
last month or so.
Good. I hope you hear that, Kevin, because we're all rooting for you. He is quite a courageous man.
Yes, that's true.
So now, talk to us a little bit about, there's been some discussion about this so-called timeline, that there is a window of time in which the souls can be so-called harvested for the ascension process. And in some of the reports, it's reading anywhere from 2016 to the end of 2017. Can you comment on that?
Okay, I will make no comments on the timelines or the dates,
Okay.
but I would say the souls, the idea of harvesting is not the best expression. I would say the souls will be uplifted when the time is right.
Yeah, and harvesting came from the Law of One book, I believe.
Yes, I know, but I think that expression is not the best way to put it.
Now, you're familiar with Billy Meyer, right?
Yes.
Okay. I've had several people write in to me and ask me, what is your opinion of him? How do you feel that he has affected the realizations of the UFO community? And how do you feel that his work is affecting us now? What role is he playing in the event process, do you think?
Okay, I will not answer this question
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
because there is something behind here, and I'm not at the liberty to expose this right now.
Okay. And that is totally fair. Okay. And here's another question. A lot of people talk about the Akashic Records. And I was wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about the Library of the Porto Lagos.
Yes, this idea comes from a certain book that speaks a little bit about the underground kingdom of light, the Agartians. And yes, it's true, there are many cities below the surface of the earth. And yes, there are actually libraries, which are not only physical libraries, but they are actually records of all the past events. But what's happening recently is that the light forces on a very high level have decreed most of those records to be erased because they no longer serve a purpose. We're actually completing the old cycle, and most of our experiences in this duality-based reality will have no meaning after we reach a certain point.
Interesting. Wow, that, thank you
We
for
are
that.
going beyond that. Yes, we are going beyond that.
It's very interesting. Now, is that typical for all of the planetary systems once they've evolved and shifted out of another age?
Yes, it's quite a typical occurrence throughout the galaxy.
Now, you mentioned in one of your prior blog postings that you said, quote, "It's just a matter of humanity having the right consciousness and understanding to accept and receive the technology." And it's talking about the galactics removing radiation and various poisonous substances from many of the nuclear power plants. Can you talk a little bit about what do you consider that right consciousness and understanding to be? Are you talking more about the ground crew, or are you talking more about the masses?
I'm talking about the masses. So your average person on the street needs to be open and willing to welcome that assistance on a planetary scale, and only then that can happen.
And so you also mentioned something about the purification process, being an active participant. How do you see that being amongst the masses?
The purification process starts now among the most advanced souls on the planet. And after the event, the purification process will actually spread throughout humanity because every human being on this planet has some toxic emotions, toxic mind, toxic ideas, and toxic bodies. And all this needs to be healed for us to receive the light that's coming from the galactic central sun, and even for us as a species to survive the coming changes. So everybody on the planet will go through that process one way or the other. The cabal will have to be removed and go to the central sun or drastically change their ways. And the rest of the population will also need to go through a purification process to be ready to accept the higher vibrational frequency that will be emitted from the galactic central sun quite soon.
Excellent. God, it's so exciting. Now, you had talked a little bit about, the removal of the cabal needs to happen first before this event takes place, correct?
Yes, actually, the removal of the cabal happens at the event.
At the time of the event.
Yes.
So can you clarify for all of us what major accomplishments were made for the light in the month of November?
Number one, it was the activation of the ion portal. It was a huge success. But actually, on the energetic planes, it was a statement of the light. It was the first activation that actually brought advantage to the light to the point that we are now leading the game, at least on the energy planes. We are the ones making the moves right now, and the other side is responding, not the other way around. And of course, this will precipitate on the physical plane quite fast, as I understand it. And it will also change the geopolitical situation of the planet, because everything that happens on the physical plane was once an idea on higher planes. So if we are now making that much progress on the higher planes, that will soon manifest on the physical plane. And there is also ongoing progress of the Eastern Alliance. I might write about this quite soon if that will be the right thing to do. So there are no spectacular news on the physical plane, but there is steady and stable progress being made, which is very good.
So basically, you're saying too that rather than being on the defensive, we're more on the offensive.
Yes, at
That
least on the higher plane now.
is fantastic news. Thank you for that, Cover. That's great. Wow. So if you were to ask, say, a Pleiadian or a Sirian or an Andromedan, how they perceive the human race to be, how would they describe us?
You mean at this moment?
At this moment.
At this moment, you see, most of the races see the surface of this planet as hell. They, in a way, most of those races don't want to get involved, and the only reason why they're getting involved is because of their compassion for humanity, to help us get out of the situation.
That's pretty profound to think that they're seeing what we live in as hell. I mean, and I'm not disputing that there's a lot of hellacious stuff going on this planet, but it really does say a lot for all of us that have made it this far, doesn't it?
Actually, they live in such a positive existence, such a paradise state, that compared to what they're experiencing, if they look down here, it looks like hell for them.
Yes. Wow. And so how would you describe how the human race is significantly different than any other race in the galaxy?
On one fundamental level, there is not much difference because we all come from the same source. And the other thing is that human beings are not coming from just one race. It's actually a mixture of different races. But the experience that we had on this planet gave us a unique signature that sets up us apart from most of the galaxy. People on this planet have gone much deeper into the reality and much deeper into the mind programming than the rest of the galaxy. And when we manage to get liberated from this, it is quite a unique set of experiences and will bring us a quite a unique set of skills that will actually help the galaxy to evolve even deeper and even further.
Fantastic. Now, the reason I ask that, Cobra, is because I get the impression just from all that I read that we are a lot more individualistic, meaning we tend to not think about what we do and for the greater cause of humanity, so to speak.
Actually, individualistic tendencies don't contradict the unity consciousness when you reach their higher state of awareness. They're just two sides of the same coin. What has happened here on the planet was actually the blockage of flow of energies, which makes an artificial split between various aspects of the One. And this is the main thing that distinguishes this planet from other planets in the universe.
Now, you also talked a little bit about many portals that need to be activated. And I know you've been very, very key in motivating people to do these portal activations. Can you clarify the difference between what is a portal and what is a stargate?
Okay, what we are activating are actually portals in space and time. These are moments when the light can come through human conduits, and if you reach a critical mass, that light gets spread throughout the planetary light grid. And this planetary light grid then actually changes the situation on the etheric plane and removes a great percentage of the Arco network. Every time we activate a portal, a great percentage of that network is being removed forever. And we will just keep on doing this until all of them are gone.
Wow.
The Stargate is actually an entry point from higher dimensions into this dimension. I would say, a tunnel which connects this dimension with some other dimension.
So now, do you agree that there are just countless black holes throughout our solar system and galaxy that were artificially created by the dark?
There were many black holes, and but those have been cleared.
Okay.
The only black hole structure on the quantum level remains around the surface of this planet, and this is called the Veil. Actually, one aspect of the veil.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about the government figures. You know, they keep talking a great deal about the soulless ones walking the planet, and that, you know, once the event occurs, we're going to see that there's going to be a huge chunk of the population that's kind of, you know, walking around as zombies. Do you feel that that's A, true, and B, do you feel that the government officials and things like that, people like that, are they who make up that soulless group of people?
Actually, the cabal are the soulless ones because they lost their connection with the soul and with the source. And there are not that many of them.
Well, and I know they were a very small percentage before, so they've got to be even smaller now, right?
Little bit smaller, yes.
A little bit smaller. Okay, now the global operation has been discussed through many articles as far as like the financial system's ready, it's online, everything's ready to roll. Do you agree that that is ready to go?
I would say the infrastructure for the reset is ready, but the conditions for the reset are not.
Okay. But the actual mechanical side of it, so to speak, is ready to roll.
Yes,
Okay.
that's true.
And there's been discussion about the rainbow currency. Can you talk to me a little bit about have you been exposed to that? Have you seen it? And do you agree that that is the new currency coming about?
Okay, I didn't see it physically. I have read about it, but this is not the plan that has been approved. It was just one possibility, and the plan that will be approved and that has been approved speaks about a certain basket of currencies that will create a new financial system, and the existing currencies will still be operational for some time because it needs to be a gradual transition. So,
True.
what will be taken out of the system first will be this inequality and intransparency. This is the first thing to go. And certain institutions that did not much good in the past.
Well, let me ask you this too, Cobra. There's been a ton of articles flying around about China finally making their move against the US dollar. And one of the big things that has happened is apparently their credit rating downgraded the US debt to A minus. They've really been doing a lot of currency swapping, completely isolating the U.S. dollar from that experience, and they've signed a lot of other documents completely excluding the U.S. dollar as well, even with the United Kingdom. So I was going to ask you, how do you see that affecting the overall, maybe push behind closed doors, so to speak, to help the event come forward? Do you think that this is a key component?
Yes, but there are two layers of the same story. Actually, there are two different groups in China that are actually pushing the same agenda. And they're, one of them is the Chinese government, which wants to strengthen the China, and they don't have the best agenda. And the other group is the Eastern Alliance, the positive group that wants to put pressure on the cabal in the United States. So both groups are actually part of the same process, but their motivations are different. And of
Interesting.
course, the light forces are overseeing this process so it will happen the best possible way. But you see, you have all different interest groups at play in each moment in China, in the United States, and throughout the planet. It's quite a complex situation.
Very. Sounds like it. Do you think that China, supposedly they sent some bombers up into the sky or over this so-called island dispute, and they were pretty irritated because the U.S. sent some fighters into their so-called territory. What do you think that's all about? Is that just really more of an offensive play on their part to show the United States, hey, stay out of our backyard?
Actually, I would say the Rockefeller faction of the cabal wants to start another war, but they will not be successful. This is just like a child's play. They failed with their Syria project. They failed with their Iran project. They couldn't start a war there, and they're not trying with China in desperation. Of course, this will not work.
Now, you brought up the Eastern Alliance, and I did want to talk to you a little bit about that. Can you give us an idea of some of the inroads, or accomplishments that they've made in the last 30 days?
As I said before, there is no big news, but they are making steady progress all the time, getting closer and closer to the moment when the final move can take place.
I have to say, Cobra, I do notice that there are, countries popping up all over the place that are putting their foot down to the GMO.
Yes, that's an ongoing process as well. You see, we have a lot of progress on the financial front. We have progress here with GMOs, and they're actually ongoing projects, and some of them are decades old, and they are finally bringing results now. So this is a very good development.
Good. And do you also feel that the Pope, the current Pope, is still full-blown controlled by the Jesuit, the Jesuit intentions?
He's not only controlled by the Jesuits, he is a Jesuit. There was a certain possibility that he would really start doing good things, but that did not happen. So what he's doing now is just quite clever manipulation from the side of the Jesuits. And the sad thing here is that many of people in the liberation movement are falling for that manipulation.
I noticed that because ever since you've brought up how cunning, and also Kevin Annett's been an outstanding voice for this, showing how cunning they are and the way that they present themselves and the type of documents that they're bringing forth. It really does appear that they're trying to do some great things to so-called, free us, when in fact it's kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing, huh?
Exactly, because if the Pope would really want to do something good, first he could expose the real financial situation of the church. For example, only the land the church owes in Brazil is worth more than $1 trillion. And that money alone would end poverty on this planet in a few months. That's just for the start. So if he really wants to walk his talk, it's a very simple solution I give him right now. Just sell the land you have in Brazil, and basically you remove poverty from this planet immediately.
So now gold has been in the news headlines a great deal. And one of the things that I was kind of shocked about, I wanted to run it by you, was Goldman Sachs is actually offering Venezuela a deal and loaning them some money at 8% interest. Of course, it's based on the nation's gold reserves. Do you think that Venezuela is just fully on board with the cabal and not understanding what they're putting themselves in, what kind of conditions they're putting themselves in?
There are also a few things here. There are actually, again, two factions in Venezuela. One of them is very radical, positive faction, and the other one is quite, there are also interests of companies from other countries which are quite strongly present in Venezuela. And there is an internal struggle happening right now, which faction will prevail. And there are 50-50 right now. So we'll wait and see what happens with that deal.
Now, you did bring up some information about the Positive Templars and that they're supporting a powerful alliance with others and groups across the United States, and that they're really able to
Not
go
only United States, around the world.
around the world. Okay. And so, do you feel, I mean, when you say the Positive Templars, are these actual reincarnated Templars or are they, bloodlines of Templars, or I mean, explain that to me. I've always wondered about that.
It's actually both. There is a certain group that has unbroken tradition through the not only bloodlines, but I would say transmission of a certain charter from the time of the Templars. And also there are beings who have been in that group and keep reincarnating to the same association of souls. So it's actually both.
Another question that has come forth in my inbox is the difference between an implant and someone who is infested with entities. Can you clarify those two, please?
Okay, implant is a certain, I would say, device, technology, which has been inserted in our energy bodies with very strong electromagnetic forces. It can be a crystal or a certain alien implant, a certain object on the higher planes, which actually blocks the flow of energy. An entity is a being which has been inserted into our energy structure also by strong forces, but it's a living thing, it's a living being.
Now, do you feel that these beings are within our bodies?
Yes, they are within the body, on the in our energy bodies.
The energy
So
body.
when somebody gets infected by those, this changes his behavior quite much, quite a lot.
And would you venture to say that the majority of the population is infested with these?
I would say that more than 99% of human population is infested by so-called invisibles. They're actually beings who infest the etheric brain and seriously compromise the thinking process and the way people perceive reality.
Wow.
This is something that I will write about when the time is right and give more information about. And there are forces of light currently dealing with that situation quite intensively, and there is great progress being made with this since the activation of the Ion Portal. So I would say, although almost everybody is still infected, the severity of that infection has been greatly decreased since the activation of the Ion Portal.
God, that's amazing. So, does that also indicate the difference between the masses versus the 144,000, for example?
Even many of those 144,000 have been infected. And this is the main reason why the light workers have not been able to unite on the planet. You see, the cabal has their Bilderberg meetings, and they're able to get along with each other well enough to make strategic plans. But we, on the other side, the light forces, the people on the surface of the planet, has not been able to gather together physically and to create a strong, unified group to promote a positive agenda. And the reason why is it so it is because of those invisibles that have actually infested the thinking process of also the light warriors, light workers, people in liberation movement. It's not just the reptilians, this is another layer. So the thinking process has been compromised, and people are not able to devise a clear strategy and to understand what is at stake to make the right decisions.
Well, I mean, we've come a long way though, right? I mean, you
That's
still,
true.
yeah,
But
we
I'm
just have
speaking
to,
about the final breakthrough now. I'm speaking about
right.
the event. I would like to manifest the event.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, you and me both.
this is why I'm exposing those things, because I would like to remove all the obstacles towards the event.
No, I agree. Sometimes, you just listen to this and say, good God, how much more do we have to do? It just never stops.
Yeah, it's quite complex here on this planet.
So now you also mentioned about preventing the military invasion into Syria in your last blog, which was outstanding, by the way. Can you also clarify, were there any other wars that we prevented, such as maybe any kind of scuttling with Iran, for example? It seems that we are having a lot of discussions about peace negotiations with them, which to me seems kind of unheard of, and the fact that we're now hearing from them directly how they're perceiving the United States in streamlined media. I wanted you to talk up a little bit about why is that happening.
Actually, it's very interesting that a few hours after we have opened the Ion portal, the agreement about with Iran was made. So actually, from the higher planes, those people were guided to make an agreement as a result of the new energies that came. And it was not possible to create such an agreement for years and years and years before that. It was just a culmination of the energies of the Ion portal that made that possible. So I would say, yes, we made a difference in many situations on the planet. But this is just the first part of the story. So this is the old strategy. The old strategy was just to putting off the fires that the cabal lit. So they made a plan, they promoted it, and then the light forces responded and prevented it. From now on, it will be different. We will trigger action first. This is the new plan. This is the new strategy. And for that strategy to be efficient, we had to clear the non-physical planes first to a certain degree. So now there are certain groups also on the physical plane, and I sincerely hope they will follow the instructions they receive from inside and begin to cooperate a little bit more. And if that happens, we can create very powerful statements on the planetary scale.
Oh, Cobra, that's so cool. So, I mean, why do you feel, and maybe it's just because I wasn't aware of it before, but why is it that we are now hearing directly from Iran their perspectives on the United States? Why are we being able to read that sort of stuff?
It is because I would say the light forces in Iran have much greater say right now of what's going on there in that country.
And why are we targeting Pakistan so severely with drones? Or are we doing that with other countries and we just don't hear about it?
It is not we that are doing that. It is the certain segment of negative military in a certain country called the United States.
Yeah. Great.
So, yeah, so this is happening basically because the cabal wants to promote their agenda. They would like to create more conflict in that part of the world. And basically, it's from a certain misconceived idea that war brings profit. War brings profit for a very tiny little segment of the cabal. For
Jeez.
everybody else, it brings loss of life, and also from an economical standpoint, it brings recession. Blocks the growth of economy for most businesses.
It does it have anything to do with the poppies?
It's part of their business, yes. Of course, that money gets funneled through CIA, and then in the past it financed part of the black projects, the underground bases, but now it's just barely enough to keep the cabal alive, because they need about 2 or 3 billion each day to keep the show running, to bribe the congressmen, to bribe the press, to maintain the control over the system. They need that much money every day.
Are you able, is the resistance able to determine how low their coffers have gone? I mean, how much of a percentage of decrease are they experiencing now in their financial flow?
Actually, they don't have much reserves. The most money they get is a fresh income every day through organized crime, through other sources, through taxes, of course. So it's like an ongoing perpetual machine until it's stopped by the event. Actually, I would say between 20 and 50% of energy that every human being creates goes to the cabal through taxes, through various profits, through various businesses, and through also through illegal businesses that the cabal operates.
Okay, so another thing I wanted to ask you about too was you made a really interesting statement in one of your previous blogs, and you said, "My experience of the energy flash was so profound, and now I know from my own experience what the energy flash of the event will feel like." I was wondering, can you describe that for the audience?
Yes, I can. It's an actually one of the m most, I would say, okay, I'll put it this way. It is not a physical light. It is a feeling of light, a vision of brilliant white light, which goes together with a feeling of excitement and joy, which gets deeper and deeper and stronger and stronger. And it's hard to describe this in human language because it goes beyond human language. And I know when this happens at the event, it will be even stronger. Not everybody will be able to feel that or see that or experience that, but definitely people will be able to experience the physical effects of the event itself because it will be also a physical operation.
Wow.
But for those who are having this spiritual connection, it can be a very profound, I would say, the most profound spiritual experience in their lives.
Oh, I hope you guys are all dreaming like I Okay, so Cobra, tell me flat out, why do you feel that the United States government shut down for 16 days? What was the real bottom line reason?
Actually, it is the. I was speaking before about different interest groups that play with Obamacare. It is actually part of the cabal. I would say the Rockefeller faction of the cabal, the Illuminati, they're a little bit crazy. They want to bring everybody down. They want to destroy the United States. And this was part of their attempts to destroy the United States. Because they believe, actually, they have a certain belief system in the apocalyptic scenario for the planet. And it's part of the old prophecies they believe in, and they want to create that. They believe their purpose is to create that doom and gloom scenario for the planet, and they are actively pursuing that goal. It's part of the Jesuit programming they receive through their lives. So I
Okay.
would say that is the background reason for the whole thing.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Now, how about Karen Hudes? Is that how you say your last name, or is it Hudes? She's the whistleblower of the World Bank. You've heard about her.
Yes, of course.
Okay. She came out and stated that Benjamin Fulford was paid by the Jesuits. Do you believe that?
I did not know that she stated that, but I know that she is actually exposing the Jesuits. I would say it's true that Fulford visited, actually was visiting the Sophia University, which is a Jesuit run operation, but he is not an agent of the Jesuits.
Yeah, and he puts out some very good intel, that's for sure. Now,
So it's just a classical example how the Jesuits play one person against the other, if that really happened. I didn't hear or read that statement from her that claims that Fulford is a Jesuit agent. I didn't see that. So,
yes,
but he is not,
they
and
love
they are
to do
both
that.
doing good things. So,
Yeah, they love to do that.
yeah.
So now, there have been a slew of archaeological discoveries as of late. One of the biggest ones was they uncovered evidence about the birthplace of Buddha, dating back to the 6th century BC. Do you feel that these are things that we can trust and say, wow, that's true? Or are we looking at that and saying, well, they rewrote history anyway, what can we believe?
Okay, they rewrote history, but not all of it. So there are genuine archaeological discoveries, but they're not always interpreted in the right way.
True. Now, You've also heard, I'm sure, that there have been reports of martial law and seizing guns and breaking down doors and even installing curfews within certain cities throughout the United States, that is. Can you explain a little bit about why this is happening at this time, and is this something that's just going to kind of peter out? Were they doing this specifically around the time of the government shutdown, or do you think it's going to escalate? I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Okay, I would say some of those reports are disinfo, some of them are exaggeration. But yes, there were isolated cases of all those things happening. And it's just about testing the reaction of the population to this. And they will not be able to go be much further beyond that point.
Okay, so you feel that the actual drills that have been discussed, you know, these nationwide martial law drills, do you feel that those will be shut down?
I don't believe that they will be able to manifest this. So, as I said, there might be isolated cases of those things happening, but not on a larger scale.
Now, you also mentioned that the light forces had cleared all of the underground bases, right?
Yes, a long time ago.
Okay. So I was wondering, what are they doing with those now? Who is using them? What are they being used for?
Most of them have been demolished and erased from the underground, so they have been filled with whatever, with the cement or rock or anything, and removed because they are not needed anymore. The light forces have their own technology. They can hollow out any underground space to create their own bases, which are much better technologically, much clearer energetically, and have much higher purpose.
Awesome.
So, actually, you might find one or two bases down there which were preserved as a museum.
Wow, really? Now that would be interesting to see.
Yes. So
Okay.
you will be able to see a parts of maybe Area 51 or something like that as a tourist in the future.
Now, what is your thought about this? This was from a listener. They were mentioning how there's so much emphasis on the reptilians being one of the dark beings that's walking the planet, walking amongst humanity. But there has been a website that has been put up about the ancient Vril lizards, the Vril. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, there are many. Yes, I am.
Okay. So are they not the ones? How do we distinguish between the Vril versus the reptilians? How do they fit into the whole scheme of things? Because they seem like
Actually, you
really
have a
nasty.
whole, yeah. Actually, you have a whole, I would say, reptilian draconian complex. There are various subtypes of both races. Both of those sub-races have developed in a certain specific line of evolution, which led to their, I would say, deformation. So I would not give too much attention on various subtypes because this is not important. What is important is that some of those beings have accepted the light and have transformed, and those who have not are taken to the central sun and restructured. So the physical aspect of this has been almost completely taken care of. And the non-physical aspect of this is being cleared right now.
Well, very cool. Yay. Okay, so Cobra, I know we're getting close to the top of the hour, but I wanted to ask you just a few other questions. Do you feel that there was a super portal opened up on 11/11?
I would say there was a minor portal opened up on the 11/11.
Okay. Because there is discussion that a special dispensation was placed and given, and this opened up somewhere around Jupiter.
Well, you see, things like that are happening every few days in the solar system because the Galactic Confederation is quite active in creating new energy pathways to heal the planet, directing those energies through certain planets, especially Jupiter, towards Earth.
That's great. That's great to hear these kinds of things. Now, how about do you also agree that the Earth, we actually raised up an entire octave since September of this year?
It depends how you define an octave, but I would say that there have been a change, but not such a drastic change from my perspective.
And do you also agree that there's millions of ships actually in our air and our skies now? that are.
Yes, there are millions upon millions of ships in the orbit around this planet. And all those ships belong to the life forces.
And they don't necessarily need to be in the shape of a cloud. They're
No.
just there, right? Okay.
Most of them are invisible.
Cool. How exciting! So, okay, one last thing, and that is, what is your opinion of Bessara Law?
Actually, this is part of the whole reset, the whole restructuring of the financial system. And this law, in its original form, was written a long time ago by the life forces on the surface of the planet. There have been some minor modifications, and it will be implemented together with certain other laws after the event as a part of the restructuring of the financial system. Of course, there has been a lot of disinformation about Nisara afterwards that wanted to confuse the original idea, but the original idea was very positive, and it will be implemented together with some other projects at and shortly after the event.
That's exactly why I brought it up, because it's gotten so much bad publicity at times. So I wanted to make sure that we went on record to talk a little bit about it. Now, you do feel that we cannot experience someone trying to fake the event?
It's not possible to fake the event. There is actually Jesuits are trying to fake the reset of the financial system, but they are not going to be successful because they have already been exposed. And I would say the topmost people in the Eastern Alliance are aware of this and will not let it happen.
Okay, well, Cobra, as always, I thank you, thank you, thank you for providing this information to all of us that are listening. And everybody, please take heart in what he said about the activations. We are really in an awesome place. We can really turn this around. We just have to think it, feel it, believe it, focus on it, and do it. Take action.
Yes, I agree.
For everybody that's been asking, the implant removal process has been phenomenally successful. So if you have any other questions, continue to drop me emails. I do appreciate your patience with this, but we are very excited about it. So Cobra, I love you. Thank you so much for your time today. And we'll see you next month, right?
Yes, thank you everybody for listening and in a month, there will be another update.
Yay. A good one, we hope, right?
Yes,
We'll
yes.
be on the other side.
Yes.
Okay, take care, everybody. Thank you for listening. If you need to visit the daily blog, it's Galactic Connection, and you can go to the daily blog to check out all the daily updates. Okay, take care. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.